have heard, Pop-Tarts or whatever.
I have heard that they have incredible chicken pop.
Ready to start the regular council meeting?
Wednesdays?
I think it's Wednesday.
Of Tuesday, October 15th at 7:14 p.m. First order of business is pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to have a moment of silence for two of our residents, Josephine Luce and Alan Oshawott, and also for our active service personnel.
Councilperson Lindell?
Present.
Brenner Miller?
Here.
Allen?
Here.
Kowalski?
Here.
Nielsen?
Here.
Spitzley?
All the council present, along with our fiscal officer, Katie Iconis, and our law director, John Montello. Can I have a motion to receive and file the council caucus minutes of October 15, 2019?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to receive and file council caucus minutes of October 15, 2019.
Second.
Councilperson Lindell?
Yes.
Brenner Miller?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
Kowalski?
Yes.
Nielsen?
Yes.
Spitznagle?
Yes.
Item six is persons having business before council. Before we do that, I'd like to welcome Kevin Smalley. He's our representative from the Illuminating Company who works with the village on issues. He goes around to different communities during their council meetings. He's here tonight. Just to kind of, you guys have seen him before. He's just stopped in. I'm just going to give him a couple minutes. And if you guys have any residents have any questions, this would be a good time, and then he's going to probably leave us. Go ahead, Kevin, if you want to introduce yourself.
As you said, I'm Kevin Smalley. I'm with the Illuminating Company. Do represent the city to the company. I've been going around recently just kind of reaffirming our storm process. We had a pretty good storm coming through Lyndhurst, Cleveland Heights on the 15th of last month. It did some pretty devastating damage. Our storm process is that public safety is number one. We go through, if the wire's down, we're going to address the wire down, and we're going to move on to the next wire down, because stats say that the longer a wire's on the ground, the more likely somebody's going to get hurt or potentially die. So we want to get them off the ground. We want to make them safe as soon as possible. So you might see a truck come out, your power's out, and then they leave. It's because they're making it safe, and they want to get to as many hazards as possible as quickly as possible. From there, we concentrate on critical facilities, hospitals, police stations, fire stations, pump stations, stuff like that. From then on, it's just a numbers game. It's the largest outage to the smallest. You know, if we have a choice of putting 1,000 people back on or 10, we're going to work on the 1,000-person outage first and get everybody up and going. Biggest thing is reporting the outages. Don't assume somebody else reported it for you. We don't know you're out unless you call us. So go to the website, use a telephone number, and you can report it multiple different ways. Just get the information in to know, let us know that you're out. Do you guys have any questions for me?
No. Yeah, go ahead.
Kevin, you talked about storm damage. Do you do anything in the course of the year, just going down the streets to see trees that are just, you know, barely touching the wires in there that they could be trimmed before there is, you know?
Yeah, so falls? We are mandated to have to trim our entire circuitry within 4 years. So we do a fourth of our circuit in the CEI territory every year. So we just have a rotating schedule going through. When they cut it so that they anticipate 4 years of growth. Sometimes, you know, you get a heavy growth year, sometimes you don't. So it's a crapshoot, but we cut so with the anticipation of 4 years of growth that it won't be intruding in our waters.
What about an individual that feels that, you know, just, you know, it's an inch away from
if there's any concerns, they can put them into the customer service line, ask about it, put it in a forestry claim, not a forestry ticket. Somebody will come take a look at it.
Any other questions from council? Now, I'll open it up to residents if they have any questions for Kevin. Thanks.
Thank you.
Any residents have any business before council? Okay. Come on up, Mary Ellen.
I want to just thank everybody for participating, most everybody here. I saw Thursday evening at the candidate night, and I just appreciate all the people from the village and the village itself for the help and for the beautiful facility. We housed so many people, it was standing room only, and that was a real surprise because in the past, we might have had 50 to 100 people. I don't know about the room across the way houses, but we had two or three times that. And the room certainly accommodated everybody, so that was great. I do want to just pass on something that may or may not be of interest to you. I got a lot of feedback, most of it positive, but at least one person had a suggestion. And that is stemming out of the fact that they felt that there was a lot of time with questions regarding the past, past events and occurrences. It's understandable because we had such a
tumultuous.
You know, yes.
Tumultuous.
We had a lot of unusual experiences in the last year or so, 2 years. And what the suggestion was that they would like to see more, they'd like to leave the past down behind and see more what's coming in the future, what the plans are. So one of the ideas that was tossed around was to have a debate with the three candidates for mayor. And I certainly didn't have anything like that in mind, but I just thought I'd tell you that that idea was proposed. I did say, well, if you're going to do it, if you're going to put it together, I'll be glad to help. But if the village would like to do something like that, to talk more about what the plans are from each candidate for mayor going forward, I personally would be open to helping with it. I did not discuss it yet with any of the board members, but I wanted you to know that that idea was out there. And at least one person, in fact, I think two, have that feeling. So. They still have questions that they'd like resolved. So I just thought I would bring that up, but thank you.
Mr. Mayor?
Yeah.
I just would like to add to that, Mary Alice, that so everybody knows, the questions that were turned in were questions from all the residents.
Yes.
So those were the pressing questions that people were asking. Citizens League did not come up with questions, you know, on their own and stuff. You guys, if you were there, saw me walking around with the cards and stuff. So I just wanted to be sure.
Thank you. I thought, it, just being there, I thought it was well put, you know, was nice, well put together. The room looked nice, and we're fortunate that our residents are very engaged. That's important. It's no different than a regular council meeting where a lot of residents come, you know, you talk to other residents and other mayors, other council people. They just don't get the turnout like we do. And some people say, well, it's election time. But I'll tell them that's not always true in Walton Hills. Even non-election years and non-election, our residents are very engaged and very active. You see it not only from these meetings, but from our organizations, the morning meetings with the mayor. There's quite a few. Our meeting we had with our state rep was one of the highest, and we're one of the smallest populations. So it's just a credit to all the residents here. Any other residents have anything? Go ahead, Mr.
fire.
Joseph Immortal, 178 Bible Hall, Edward Road. I think the village owes the Citizen League and the volunteers a big thank you for all the effort they put into the candidates tonight, and also our service department. They did a wonderful job getting all the chairs up ready for us. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to participate. I was at another class. But hopefully the villagers would participate in future programs the Citizen League put on. Maybe next year we could do another council and cookies and coffee and have a good turnout. So I want to thank all the volunteers who did all that work for candidates tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other residents having business before council? Okay, I'm going to get my mayor's report in here. The monthly court report, our total revenue for the month was $26,710.91. Year to date, last year at this time, we were at $191,000. Well, not at this time, but actually the end of September. This is the report to the end of September, October 1st. We're at the beginning of October, we're at $191,273.83. Right now, we are at $221,246.60. So we're up almost $30,000, a little over $29,000 for the year. So
that's the end of September.
That is the end of September, correct. Now for the police department report for the month of September. The Walton Hills Police Department issued 137 citations for the month. The predominant violation, of course, was the same as always, speeding, with 27 citations written, followed by 13 citations written for traffic control lights, and 8 citations for driving under suspension. There were 2 arrests for OBI. So that's not a bad month for the OBI. Usually we have more than that. So a couple months ago we had 0, which was... Is that illuminating?
No, we don't do audio.
No, we low voltage, huh?
I told you we had problems here.
Sure. That concludes the mayor's report. Any council comments? Yes, Lori.
Going back to what Mary Ellis said about the candidates, and I was there, and I was very surprised at some things that were said, and I would like some answers to those questions. I have 3 questions. One was $135,000 at the local court, and what is that for? And why wasn't it paid?
And they owe us for dispatch service, and they have not paid us because they...
I don't know if we should be commenting in a public forum about this issue. It could result in litigation, so I would probably advise on that. Communicating with I know it's an issue that it probably shouldn't be addressed tonight.
Maybe if...
this isn't the place to discuss legal strategies or the status of cases. It's more of a... You have to do it behind closed doors. Not the appropriate form.
So this is going to the legal now?
Well, we're investigating. You know, there's arguments on both sides, but we're investigating this.
Lori, you're more than welcome to ask that question. I'm just glad to fill you in on whatever you want to know. A little different than anybody here. We can tell you whatever we can. I know today there was some discussions the chief and the chief of Oakwood, along with their legal on this, and I know we want to get our fiscal officer, their fiscal officer, myself, and other people in the room. They kind of basically told us where they're at. And that's something they have told us verbally, but not in writing. And that's what we wanted to do. So it's an ongoing thing. And I think it's something that we need to resolve, of course, because we have an understanding with it, and they have an understanding, okay? And we need to come to some kind of conclusion. We don't have intention of certainly litigating with our neighbor or any of the neighbors. That's not what you do. I mean, you see the flags put up along Northfield Road? How do we put them up? All the time, we use their bucket truck. Okay, we borrow it. Okay, there's a lot of things similar to that that we do with Oakwood, no different than similar things we do for them. The chiefs share mutual aid with each other. We're entwined. So before we try to point fingers at anybody, we're going to try to come to the table and work it out. And then if you can't work it out, then we go from there. The mayor did call me today and express those such words. Me and him haven't had conversations for a while because of that. We didn't want to make it political, and we're not done because it's not about that. It's either in writing or it isn't. It's either right or it's wrong. And that's how you approach it. And we're certainly going to approach that with our neighbors. No different than Glen Willow. Okay, because Glen Willow is part of it. It's not the fire contract, it's the dispatch contract. There is some, as Katie mentioned in candidates night, some things maybe she's not comfortable with in the contract. But those are things I know Jennifer has expressed, and we said we were going to look at. But we're certainly not, I'm certainly not going to discuss something with our two neighbors without discussing it with all of us at the table first and going from there. You're more than welcome to call any of us and fill you in. The reason I haven't said much to some, because I stayed out of it. The chiefs have met, Katie has met with their thing. We haven't gotten far. Some people have speculated that it's political, some haven't, but that part is almost over. We all know that. Okay? And that's what we do as professionals. We're going to sit down with our neighbors and work it out. I went through a fire contract, a very heated fire contract. Some of you weren't even in the village at the time. You probably remember. Okay? I sat there, I had residents call me and say, "You're leaving us unsafe," because people were riling up. I'm sure a lot of you remember. Of course, so untrue. You have to provide mutual aid whether you want to or not. Okay? Probably one of the most controversial things in the history of this village. Okay? I was chairman of the committee. They brought in people just to, me and Mr. Spitznagel sat on different sides of the issue. Different sides. He was on the committee with me along with Mr. Linville. And we worked it out. We worked it out. We had differences of opinion. But that's how it is. But in the long run, we worked it out. And we'll do the same thing with our neighboring communities. If they don't work it out, then maybe we'll have to look somewhere. And I'm certainly not going to say we're going to go and litigate something just like that without sitting down at the table. We don't do that. At least I won't do that. I certainly won't do that with a surrounding community where our residents have been very happy with the Oakwood service as far as the fire department. And if we do, because I don't need to, none of us need to like the fellow mayors. I don't need like, but I've got to do business with each other. And that's what it's about. I don't have to go to dinner with anybody. I don't have to go over their house. But when I sit down at a table with them, I've got to be professional, because that's what I want. I want that from them. And that's what we're going to do. We want Walton Hills to be a professional community and do just that. So that's all I'm going to say about it. I brought the chief here today. You know why? Because I knew that topic would come up. Okay, I've been around a little bit. Okay, I've been around a little bit to know what people are thinking. Okay, but I also been around long enough to know what's right and what's wrong. And I brought the chief here today. If you want to comment on that, you've been in the thick of it. His dispatching's been in the middle of it. Okay? And that's very important, what we share there. So, and this committee, in fact, as we move forward, it will probably come back to council. If we look at that contract again, this gentleman here, whoever sits in this position, isn't the one who makes the decision on the fire contract. It's six council members that are going to be up here. They'll make that decision. Okay? I don't have that power. And either whoever is in that position. So we're just, I say, we're talking about it. We had a discussion today, the chief. And as we get closer, we'll bring everybody to the table, that the right parties be at the table and make a good decision based with our professionals.
My only thing was, as a councilperson, I was surprised that someone would ask that question, and I knew nothing about it. I mean, the ones that control the money, the ones that don't pay things. My second question was the audit for 2018.
I'm waiting for a response. Because of the lawsuit, they never finalized. They left the audit open to see how it was going to finalize. So everything is completed as far as on the financial end. Just waiting once everything's settled with the lawsuit before we have the final report.
And that was their determination, not ours. We didn't, we have nothing to do with that. When the auditor comes in, they make their, we didn't say, oh, hold off or do this or do that or wait till this. That was a decision, that was their communication to us. So we're looking at state, and we're waiting for them.
And my third question was, I think everyone that sits here is here for Lisa, for the betterment of this community. And there's talk that they want to reduce council. And I was surprised when Katie said you could go down to four, because there's two of them that don't do too much. And I thought that was a slap in the face to the council. And I don't think that was very professional.
Any other
yes.
comments from council? Go ahead.
Yes. First of all, I am very sorry I was unable to attend candidates night. That was my intention. And then I found out my son's future in-laws had planned this trip to where they're going to have their wedding venue, and I was expected to attend. So otherwise, I would have certainly have been there, and just wanted to let you all know. So, thank you.
Yes, go ahead.
One of my meetings today with the chief, I'll let her know here, he let this out, that one of our new vehicles has come in and will soon be on the road. I'll look forward to that. I know the police are, so.
It's really not red, is it?
No, it's
dark. Any other comments? That's it for council comments?
Sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
Concerning the one piece of legislation we have, I might as well do it under council comments. Just ask the chief, the one piece of legislation we have concerning the moving over, slowing down. And I made comment last week that when I drive down Alexander Road and an officer has somebody pulled over, there's very, very little room on Alexander Road. And you don't have to answer this specifically. I don't know if there's any strategic reason why they pull somebody over on Alexander Road as opposed to telling them, okay, move over to, a side street. Just turn the corner, so the main traffic, I cringe and I pray for that officer getting out of the car
that close to traffic going both ways. I don't know if there's a specific reason to do that, or if that's just, I don't know if you want to comment on that now, or just for my own, I'm going to vote for this, obviously. I think it's good legislation for us.
During training, our officers are taught to use the passenger side window. But unfortunately, Alexander Road has a culvert right there, so you know they have to do it from the driver's side. So usually it's where people stop, and that's where the driver stops.
Okay.
They try to, you know, save place out of the line of traffic.
Yeah. Okay. I've seen too a lot of those videos on TV, you know, where the officers just, it's scary. So thank you, man. That's all I have.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, go ahead.
I would just like to tell the chief thank you very much for working to put this together, because we had talked about it two months ago, something like that. So I do appreciate all of your efforts with that, with legal. And on a little bit more of a personal note, I'd like to thank Rob, who I found out with Dan Chattel. There was a large doe, unfortunately, hit in front of my house late Saturday night. Called the police department, but they couldn't find it because it was in my grandmother's flower bed next to her front door. So when we discovered it, when my boyfriend discovered it, Sunday morning, called, talked to Vicki in dispatch. She said she would try to get a hold of somebody, and Rob was, he was in and out. I don't even know how he got there so quick or handled it or anything else, but I know he did say he had to pick up Dan, and I really, really do appreciate you guys taking care of it so quick. My concern was that it was Sunday. Monday was going to be the holiday, so thank you very much.
You're welcome. It was warm out.
Yeah.
Not a good combination. Thank you, Rob. Any other council comments? Okay, we move on to the legislation.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to introduce resolution 2019-25 for suspension, a resolution authorizing the mayor and the fiscal officer of the Village of Walton Hills to enter into a contract with Terrace Construction Company Incorporated, quote unquote Terrace, parentheses, for the Egbert Road Sanitary Force Main Replacement, and declaring emergency.
Second.
Yes, I'm going to make just one comment there. I probably should have made it before. But as you probably, if you're going down, coming to Bedford, right by our border there, you see Terrace working. That's a Bedford project. That is not our project that started. I've seen that yesterday coming home. And so I contacted Joe July, and he said that is a Bedford project that they started. They're doing it, and that could also account why they gave a good bid for us, because they're right there at Bedford, right at the top of the hill. So the inconvenience going on right now is nothing to do with Walton Hills. That is their Bedford project. They're replacing some sewer work there, terraces. You know, because first thing I thought, boy, they started a project, and we didn't even pass the legislation, but Joe confirmed that within about 5 minutes after I talked to him today. So sent him a message after they got here. But go ahead.
Well, I said second.
Second.
Councilperson Brunner Miller?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
Karofsky?
Yes.
Nielsen?
Yes.
Bisnay?
Yes.
Lindell?
Yes.
Okay, that was for the suspension.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to ask for approval of resolution 2019-25.
Second.
Councilperson Allen?
Yes.
Kowalski?
Yes.
Nielsen?
Yes.
Bisnagel?
Yes.
Lindell?
Yes.
Brunner-Miller?
Yes.
And Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
I'd just like to make a small comment on this also. I voted for this because the bid, there were some residents that came last time and talked about the bid, which it stuck out like a sore thumb to me also. I had those very same questions. I think we all did, and I know we all did, actually. When you see something like that, Mr. Sheehy, the owner of CB Limited, came in, spoke with us, and allayed any of and all of my concerns about this bid, this construction company. And I stand by my vote.
Well, and obviously, if they're working right in Bedford, they're right here in the area, so that could be a big reason why, too.
I was told that by the underwriter. He says, I think they're doing a job next door, and it just makes sense, so they just wanted to do them all. That's why we got the good price.
Now, I can state that they've run into some unusual problems in Bedford, so they're going to be here longer than we expected, so maybe that's why they probably
can't. Okay, that passed.
Okay.
You ready for the next resolution?
Okay. Yes, Mayor. On this resolution, there's a word in there. Says potential grant, and I'd like to drop the word potential out of there, if I may.
Well, we're asking for that. They haven't awarded.
I'm sorry?
They haven't awarded that, so it is potential. We're just putting an application.
Well, we're going to apply, though, to apply to the Ohio Public Works Commission for a grant. This is just going to authorize you.
All right. I see.
All right. I would like to introduce Resolution 2019-26, a resolution authorizing the mayor to apply to the Ohio Public Works Commission for a potential grant and or loan for the funding of capital infrastructure improvement projects in the Village of Walton Hills and declaring an emergency.
Is there a second?
Didn't say for suspension.
For suspension, I'm sorry. Thank you.
Second.
Councilperson Chorowski?
Yes.
Nielsen?
Yes.
Fitzhagel?
Yes.
Lindell?
Yes.
Brenner-Miller?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
May I like ask for a passage of resolution number 2019-26?
Second
by Mary.
Councilperson Nielsen?
Yes.
Fitzmaine?
Yes.
Lindell?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
And just to make a comment, Denny, maybe this will make it, that is pretty much a boilerplate piece that Joe gave us, that same wording when he applied for grants. It is there, so I think that's just a boilerplate. So I don't.
Well, it's still redundant, don't they?
Right. No. I'm just saying your point's well taken, but I'm just want to let you know that. So. Mary, you got the long one.
I got the long one. Okay, I'd like to introduce ordinance 2019-15 for suspension, authorizing the issuance of notes in the amount of not to exceed $1,495,000 in anticipation of the issuance of bonds for the purpose of 1. Constructing and installing road improvements comprising the Sagamore Road Reconstruction Project, including all necessary appurtenances thereto. 2. Constructing and installing road and traffic signalization improvements comprising the Alexander Road / Northfield Road Improvement Project, including all necessary appurtenances thereto. 3. Constructing and installing road and traffic signalization improvements comprising the Alexander Road / Dunham Road Improvement Project, including all necessary appurtenances thereto. And number 4, acquiring, renovating, and equipping a building for municipal purposes and retiring notes previously issued for such purpose, including all necessary appurtenances thereto, approving related matters, and declaring an emergency. No.
Second by Fred Nielsen.
Councilperson Spitznagel?
Yes.
Lindell?
Yes.
Brenner-Miller?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
Chorowski?
Yes.
Nielsen?
Yes.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to ask for adoption of Ordinance 2019-15.
Is there a second?
Second.
Councilperson Lindell?
Yes.
Brenner-Miller?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
Chorowski?
Yes.
Nielsen?
Yes.
Okay, ordinance passed. Next ordinance?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to introduce ordinance 2019-16, an ordinance enacting Chapter 252 of the Codified Ordinances so as to create the requirement that the village retain an independent human resource contractor to assist relations between the village and its employees and declaring an emergency for suspension.
Second. Second by Gordon.
Councilperson Brown Miller?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to ask for adoption of ordinance number 2019-16.
Second by Gloria.
Councilperson Allen?
Yes.
Nielsen?
Yes.
Spitznagle?
Yes.
Lindblom?
Yes.
Brenner?
Yes.
Ordinance passed. Next ordinance.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to ask for suspension ordinance number 2019-17, an ordinance enacting section 432.205, driving while approaching stationary public safety vehicles and certain other vehicles with flashing lights and declaring an emergency.
Is there a
second? Councilperson Tarnowski?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to ask for adoption of ordinance 2019-17.
Second. Councilperson Nielsen?
Yes.
Spitznagle?
Yes.
Lindblom?
Yes.
Brenner Miller?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I was going to say that ordinance passed to, now we're on to all the new business.
I was going to make a motion. Do we want to do that at all the new business?
Yeah, you can make yours first, and Brian has one too. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to cancel the COW meeting on voting day, which is November 5th.
Second.
Councilperson Spitznagle?
Yes.
Lindblom?
Yes.
Brenner Miller?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
Tarnowski?
Yes.
Nielsen?
Yes.
Okay, that motion passed. Brian, you had another motion?
Yes, Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to accept the quote from PostNet, the publisher, or the printer, I should say, that would be then printing our village directory. And again, the price they offered was $1.46, not including taxes, because we're a village, $1.46 per book. So I'd like to make a motion to accept PostNet's quote for the village directory.
Second.
Yes.
The only thing I have is we know the hayride and recreation isn't this weekend, it's the following weekend. So that is a good event. Halloween party, what am I saying?
Yeah.
The Halloween party, which is at our event center, which is a nice event. If you want to pass out candy, you can do trick or treat street there. Anybody else have anything else? Otherwise, may I ask for a motion to adjourn? Motion to adjourn?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn the council meeting of October
15, 2019. Second. Second by Fred.
Councilperson Brenner Miller?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
Tarnowski?
Yes.
Nielsen?
Yes.
Spitznagle?
Yes.
Is that clock
meeting
right?
Adjourned at 7:53 p.m. Thank you, everybody. Have a nice weekend.
Seriously?